is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. I'm excited about today's show. Well, to tell you the truth, I'm usually excited because I tend to schedule people that I think can teach us all something, and myself included. And, boy, today is no exception to that rule. Our guest is one we've had on before, and everybody seemed to really like. I'm happy to say our guest is Stuart Tomc. And that's T-O-M-C, in case you wonder. He's been in the natural foods and nutrition industry for 20 years. He's an authority on evidence-based dietary supplements. Those are ones where there's actually research behind them and not just fad-type things, which there are out there. He's a respected consultant to the World Health Organization, and he teaches doctors of integrative and nutritional medicine worldwide. He's an educator for Nordic Naturals, has agreed to be with us today, and I'm going to extend his time. He was only scheduled for half an hour, but I want to be sure that we have time to take your call, so I've asked him to be available for the whole show. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Marty. How are you? Thank you so much for having me back.
Oh, my pleasure to have you with us, because you're and folks, I have to tell you, this is not just an academic type who reads about this stuff and then spouts it back. He practices this. What he learns, he does practice with gusto, and he's just one of the healthiest people you'd ever want to run into, and he's so full of energy and enthusiasm that what he has to tell us is very contagious. And Stuart, we're going to talk today about omega-3 fats and fish oil, particularly in regard to mood disorders and cardiovascular issues, because we could pick from a list of dozens of different areas where there's research being done, but those are the two we want to talk about today. But I just want to say you must be just having the time of your life with this, because it's where do I start? There's so much to say.
No, it's true. I never run out of hot topics as they relate to brain function, as you said, cardiovascular function. I mean, every time we turn around, we're hearing more and more compelling evidence about the role of fat. In fact, the Surgeon General recently stated that 70% of all death worldwide, this is huge, is related to the excess imbalance or deficiency in fat. That's enormous. So we're never going to run out of topics. You're going to have me on forever.
Well, that would suit me just fine. And we'll be back after these messages, and we will take your calls. If you have questions about omega-3s, about fish oil, about DHA, on those kinds of topics with Stuart Tomc, if you've got a bunion problem, yeah, he can't help you with that unless it's related to omega-3s. We're not going to give free medical advice on anything, but we are going to talk about those very, very important fats. 800-281-TALK. That's 800-281-8255. We'll be right back. My name is Marty Whittakin. This is Healthy by Nature.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who is lactose intolerant? If you are, you know the intestinal pain that often occurs after you eat dairy products. You've heard that taking a daily probiotics capsule can help, but do you know why? Probiotics replenish the good bacteria in our systems that are depleted due to stress, antibiotics, x-rays, and our toxic environment. Probiotics also add lactic acid bacteria to our system, which for lactose intolerant people aids in the digestion of dairy products and reduces the symptoms of lactose intolerance. Taking a high-quality probiotic product such as Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus can help restore your colon back to good health. So don't suffer from lactose intolerance any longer. Replenish the good bacteria in your body today by taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, the world's number one brand of probiotics. Call toll-free today to find out where you can buy Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus at 1-800-430-6180. That's 1-800-430-6180. Or go online to essentialformulas.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Don't accept this substitute.
Every cell in your body has a job to do, brain cell,
heart cell,
liver cell,
breast cell,
prostate cell,
intestinal cell,
lung cell,
every cell. How well each cell does its job plays a critical role in determining your good health. So it stands to reason that you should protect each cell. And that's exactly what Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract does. Kyolic uses only organically grown garlic. In its unique aging process, this raw garlic is converted into immune activators and cell protectors, including carboline, F4-SMAC, and fructosyl arginine. These vital compounds are not present in fresh garlic or in ordinary supplements, which is not surprising since only Kyolic holds several U.S. patents. And more garlic supplement studies in the United States have been conducted using Kyolic than all other supplements combined, because scientists know Kyolic works. Look for America's number one cell protector, Kyolic, where quality natural supplements are sold.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
And we're back. If you just joined us, the guest is Stuart Tomk. I guess even if you were there from the beginning, our guest is Stuart Tomk. He's an educator and spokesperson for Nordic Naturals, the people who bring us, in my opinion, the best fish oil. And Stuart, the June 5th Time Magazine cover story is very scary business. It says, Prozac, the military's secret weapon. Apparently, who knew? War is stressful on the soldiers. And, you know, you never saw any lasting problems from that in a John Wayne war movie. However, in real life, the guys are apparently reacting to this stress with something more than the kind of stress where they can go back to their unit and laugh it off with a few crude jokes and go on. It's sticking with them. And what is the government's response to this? How are they handling the stress? We hear about the stress when they come back home and they have post-traumatic stress syndrome, but that's probably phase two of my question. But while they're over there, tell us what's happening.
Well, for the first time in history, a sizable and growing number of U.S. combat troops are now taking daily doses of antidepressants to calm nerves strained by repeated and lengthy tours in both Iraq and in the theater in Afghanistan. And this is really a big deal. I mean, data contained in the Army's fifth mental health advisory team report indicates that according to anonymous surveys of U.S. troops taken last fall, about 12% of combat troops in Iraq and 17% of those in Afghanistan are currently daily now taking prescription antidepressants or sleeping pills to help them cope with the stress. And I think this opens up not only a very challenging dialogue, and I know I'm not here, I know Marty's not here to try to pass judgment on this. We just think that it is newsworthy, and that there's a big issue here about the safety of these drugs, which we'll get into, the long-term proof that these drugs actually work for post-traumatic stress disorder. I've spent weeks since I saw this cover, Marty, reading everything I possibly can, and I'm coming up pretty empty-handed. So I know that we are stretched to the brink over there, and we're doing everything we can to help these young men and these young women, but I'm very concerned about this, and I think that it's worth us bringing it to the public.
Well, it's symptomatic of a much bigger problem, and that is that we have, over time, our whole system of medicine has evolved into one where we're concerned with the symptoms. Whatever we think there's evidence for some substance reducing that symptom, I guess let's just call it what it is. If there's a drug that has been shown to the FDA some evidence sufficient that it's better than a competing drug, it's often not much better than a placebo, folks. I hate to tell you that, but it doesn't have to be. All it has to be is better than a competing drug. Then if we can suppress that symptom, and it doesn't matter whether we're talking about heartburn, which is a subject we're going to talk about on the 19th of July, or if we're talking about any other health issue, if there's a symptom and there's a drug that is better than a competing drug for that symptom, we suppress the symptom. And never mind that there are going to be short-term and long-term side effects. Well, I want to zero in a little bit on what are the side effects of these antidepressant drugs, and then separately of the sleep aids. And are these side effects that give us comfort when we're thinking about the safety of our troops and of the successful completion of their mission?
Well, I agree, and I want to touch on this. I just think it's important to mention, because the article in Time magazine, if you haven't had a chance to read it yet, you really should, the military secret weapon. For the first time in history, thousands of U.S. troops are being given antidepressants. It's a great article to read. It does point out that this is sort of old news in the area of war. George Washington ordered rum rations at Valley Forge during World War II. The Nazis fueled their blitzkrieg into France and Poland with the help of amphetamines, and we also gave our soldiers amphetamines during the Vietnam War. And so the reason that I say that is I just want, you know, people to know that I know that the Pentagon and that the Surgeon General, I mean, these people are working in our best interest. And again, I'm not here to be a judge at all. I know this can be a really touchy topic. I've done this show several times. I have all kinds of people calling in, you know, with differing political opinions, and that's not what this is. Marty and I are just very, 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 very concerned with the whole picture of these drugs in general, and then their added risk in these kind of situations. We only have, according to my statistics, Marty, about 300 plus million people in the United States. Does that sound accurate to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, in the article, it points out that doctors wrote 147 million prescriptions for antidepressants last year. Now, that means that if you're in an elevator with 10 people, half the people you're in the elevator with are on antidepressants.
And I don't personally know anybody that's on them, so there may be some people that are double-dipping to make the average.
And so the reason I'm bringing this out is it's such a big issue, but when we add this to a war conflict, I mean, according to the experts that have really weighed in on this, the main reason that they're doing this is that these drugs can keep soldiers deployed and fighting longer, which also saves money, which seems to be the underlying theme, on training and deploying replacements. We're really not looking at the long-term risk to these men and women that are being exposed to this kind of stress. Now, I found it very interesting when I was at the ISFAL conference, which I reported on last time I was on your show, and I think I quickly had mentioned to you that I did meet a member of the NIH, a Captain John Umhau, M-U-H-A-U, Umhau, kind of a unique name there, Captain John Umhau, and he is the senior clinical investigator to the U.S. Public Health Service, and he's directly involved in supplying health products to the military. And he came into my booth, Marty, and said, I want to get this Nordic Naturals fish oil, which I take personally, into every man and every woman in the Army. We desperately need it. We're drugging our soldiers. I don't think it's the right thing for us to do. He then looked at me and said, Stuart, do you know what the level of omega-3 consumption was during the First World War? Now, he's a captain in the Army and wearing his uniform, and I'm standing at attention. No, sir, I don't, right? He says, the average soldier during the First World War ate 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams, I didn't know this, Marty, of omega-3, EPA, and DHA per day. I said, how did they get all that fish oil over there? He said, son, we had tins of sardines and mackerel, and they were sealed in big plastic drums so they wouldn't get poisoned by the mustard gas. And those men fought, and they fought hard, and they had as much exposure. You're talking about First World War, hand-to-hand combat in the trenches all day long. He said, we had almost none of the post-traumatic stress disorder. I said, well, look, the Pentagon has better technology today to track these numbers. He then says, no, I've published on this, and he begins to teach me. He said, Stuart, if you look at every conflict since the First World War, and you look at the level of post-traumatic stress disorder, and you chart that out with the decrease in omega-3 fatty acid consumption, he said to me, it's a no-brainer. By the Second World War, there was less omega-3 consumption and more post-traumatic stress disorder. By Vietnam, we had almost none. He told me today, every man and woman in the theater today gets, are you ready for this, Marty? Between 2 to 5 milligrams of omega-3 EPA and DHA a day combined, and he believes that's a major reason why the Pentagon had to rush to drug these soldiers because we didn't know how to deal with their emotional problems.
We'll probably do a really interesting show on just what the military diet is. Where did they get the ideas for the food? Is it all based on how can we make the soldiers happy by serving something as close to the McDonald's that they were used to eating at home, or just what kind of fuel we're giving them to work on. But that's really fascinating information. And when you think back that, well, yeah, if Washington gave them rum rations, they might have a headache until noon the next day, but then they were done. When we get back, I want to look at what the side effects are. And we're not picking on the Pentagon. They're doing exactly the same thing we're doing in this country for everybody. And it's wrong, because there are much better ways if we get back to things that really solve the underlying problems and work at a cellular level. So don't move the dial. This has application for you whether or not you have anybody in the military, because the same principles apply to us. Stay tuned to Healthy by Nature. Our guest is Stuart Tompkin. My name is Marty Whittakin.
Do you always remember to eat at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables daily? Don't worry. One serving of Jarro Formulas Daily 5 is chocked full of the antioxidants and beneficial plant-based compounds. It's certified organic with no added sugars or artificial flavors. It's never been simpler to get the benefits from organic fruits and vegetables. Your Daily 5. We all know the importance of eating a healthy diet. Antioxidants, chlorophyll, and polyphenols, not to mention all the vitamins, are just a few of the numerous important health-promoting compounds we receive from eating organic fresh fruits and vegetables. Now there's a delicious and easy way for you to get the antioxidant health benefits of fruits and vegetables. Just take 1 teaspoon of Daily 5 with water, juice, or add it to your favorite Jarro Formulas protein powder every day to get your Daily 5. Jarro Formulas is your source for superior, science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Ask for Jarro Formulas Daily 5 at your local health food store. Or for more information, go to Jarro.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in organic food-based dietary supplements.
Macnut oil is recommended in well over a dozen authoritative health books. That's no surprise, because studies show that macadamia nut oil is richer than olive oil in the monounsaturated fats shown to protect health in many ways, such as lowering cholesterol and reducing inflammation. Macnut even contains fatty acids that help the body control yeast overgrowth. Chefs love Macnut's buttery flavor because it enriches any recipe. Olive oil is delicate and can't stand up to heat, but macadamia nut oil has a high smoke point that makes it ideal in stir fry. Macnut also makes a great salad dressing. Use Macnut to replace olive, canola, coconut, or any kitchen oil. Only Macnut brand is 100% premium, unrefined Australian macadamia nut oil with all the health benefits and superior flavor and aroma. Ask for Macnut oil at natural food stores, clinics, or gourmet stores. Order by calling toll-free 1-866-4-MACNUT. That's 1-866-462-2688. Or buy it online at realfoodgrocery.com.
Hi, I'm Andy Hopkins here with Real Food Groceries President Gail Pruitt. Gail, you're holding 3 very colorful foil bags. What do you got there?
They're the 3 Sprout Revolution products. Flax that is sprouted, then ground. There's the original, one with blueberries, and another with cranberries and goji.
Well, I know about flax. Why sprout it first?
Flax seeds are rich in omega-3 fats, fiber, and lignans. That helps the hormones balance naturally. Unfortunately, nature designs the seeds to resist digesting. So if you grind the seeds, they will spoil in a day. By sprouting the flax, you get great absorption of the nutrients, and the product is very stable.
Okay, but how's it taste?
Andy, I love all 3 varieties.
They are nutty, good on salads, cereals, or whatever.
Thanks, Gail. Learn more or order at realfoodgrocery.com. Listeners or their favorite store can order online toll-free 877-673-2536. That's 877-673-2536. Once again, here's certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Our guest is Stuart Tomk. He's an authority on dietary supplements. He's a consultant to the World Health Organization. Teaches the public physicians that practice integrative medicine worldwide. And if you've just joined us, we are talking about, at the moment, the use of antidepressants and sleep aids with soldiers that are on combat duty. And, Stuart, you said that the confidential survey showed that this is affecting 12% that are on routinely on these. I'd say that is probably lower than the percentage that's in the U.S. based on the number of prescriptions you said were written. But in any case, the side effects.
You made a really interesting point because the soldiers are embarrassed to admit if they're having this problem because they think it's going to have adverse consequences on their career. So you only have half of them maybe fessing up. Remember, 50% of America is on this stuff, only 12% of the Army is reporting it. The other half is really suffering and they're afraid to admit it. The side effects, as we know with some of these drugs, are specifically suicide and suicidal behavior in people between 18 to 24. Now, last time I checked, most soldiers are between 18 to 24.
Yes, and the trend in military suicides seems to be vastly different than what it used to be.
It seems to be, according to the data, growing exponentially. And it looks like, I mean, there are experts out there that are weighing in on this that believe that there is a direct connection between this medication and these Army suicides. And in addition to running the risk of harming yourself while you're on these drugs, we also have to consider we've got probably the most touchy situation that you could be in if you're going through depression, and that's in a combat theater with a rocket launcher. Going into a fit of depression or needing to take these drugs and being afraid to admit that you need this help because you've been triple deployed and you don't want this to reflect adversely on your record. Now, if you read some of the research real close, it wasn't until November 2006 that the Pentagon set a uniform policy for all of the services. But the curious thing about it, Marty, is that it didn't mention the new antidepressants at all. It didn't mention, listen to this legal maneuvering. Instead, it simply barred troops from taking the older drugs, including lithium and anticonvulsants and antipsychotic drugs. So the goal in this sort of crafting this policy was to give these serotonin reuptake inhibitors a green light without saying so.
Well, you know, this is for those of us that understand something about natural medicine and what keeps the well body well and how things work aside from drugs, it's a scary thought because, as you and I know, most of the serotonin, which it is the happy hormone that keeps us from being depressed, is produced in the gut, and most of the receptors for it are in the gut. So we're going to talk about the whole idea of the fatty acids and their importance, but have anybody looked to see whether they've got the right bugs down there? No, they're just going to use these SSRIs, and as you point out, the new black box warning says watch out for thoughts of suicide, but there's a website that folks might want to take a look at too. It's called Prozac Truth, and Prozac spelled P-R-O-Z-A-C truth.com. And these are quotes from real people about the many kinds of side effects. And as you say, you don't want somebody that's on a drug with unknown effects on each individual with a rocket launcher in a ticklish situation where we're trying our best to be the good guys over there. But I have to insert a word of caution here before we talk any more about these side effects, is that most of the worst things happen when people suddenly get off of them, when they get on them or they suddenly get off of them. So do not, I repeat, do not decide, oh, I've been taking these or my daughter's been taking these, too dangerous, let's just stop. You have to be weaned off because this really messes with your brain chemistry, and really bad things can happen, bizarre thoughts and things that end up in the news. So we don't want to do that. And tell us some more about the idea of why, if we fed these guys sardines, which probably today would cause some kind of an uproar, or we supplemented, as your soldier general or whoever it was, I forgot his name, had suggested, we supplied all of them with omega-3 fats in the form of a Nordic capsule. What effect do the omega-3 fats have on brain chemistry?
Well, I just wanted to go back to one quick thing that you said, Marty, which I thought was brilliant. You know how much of a fan I am of essential formulas, and that's my probiotic that I take of my choice. And you made such an excellent point about those serotonin, predominantly in the gut, and how deficient these soldiers are. And if you go back to the First World War, if you just look at the chronology of when we discovered antibiotics and started making a widespread push towards that, that's a very interesting adjunct perspective, which I don't think anyone has really looked at. I mean, you should probably publish in that area, right?
Bet they're giving them a lot of antibiotics, so they're probably making matters worse.
Absolutely, which they weren't doing in the First World War.
No, didn't have them.
Right, you see, and so that makes it an interesting point. So that kind of shows kind of two unique mechanisms of action. One of the things that I think is so confusing to people is that when you look at how these drugs work, and by keeping the neural connection bathed in serotonin, that amplifies the serotonin sort of mood brightening effect, at least for some people. When you look at the pathophysiology of depressive disorders, bipolar disorders, schizophrenia, if you really look at what's going on inside of the brain, it is the dramatic and intense vasoconstriction and inflammation that is at the root, at least in terms of the brain part of it. Now, Marty's brought up a whole other mechanism, which now you've got me spinning. That's why I love talking to you. And I think the two of them are working in tandem. But when you look at the brain, when we're experiencing mood disorders, when we're having these fits of depression, the brain does not have Prozac deficiency. Now, what is restricting the actual flow, the proper flow of serotonin? Well, we've brought something out interesting on the show, but it's also at the same time this extreme inflammation and vasoconstriction in the brain. So when you look at some of the work, I like the work done by Laura Biden. She published in the Journal of Clinical Psychopharmacology recently a double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized human study in which she used omega-3 fatty acids and tracked an 80% reduction in anxiety, which is really what Prozac and Zoloft is really most targeted for. For that impending sense of anxiety and sort of doom. I mean, in terms of post-traumatic stress disorder, which is what they're using it for in this situation, there is almost no research that's published on that, Marty, which I think it's interesting.
Wow.
They can take liberties like that, but we can't in natural medicine, right?
No, and fortunately so. We've got just a minute here before we go to break. And in case folks have to leave us, I want to make sure they know the website. You can go to Nordic, N-O-R-D-I-C, naturals.com, nordicnaturals.com. Click on the part of the menu that says general public. A lot of great info there about fatty acids and how they work. If you want more information, as one of our callers did, on the that particular article, if you just Google Time Magazine Prozac Military. You will come up with a lot of information about that. Really a great story. A lot of more interesting things to come, and we've got a caller. We'll have more 800-281-TALK. That's 800-281-8255. This is Healthy by Nature. We're talking fish oils with Stuart Tomp. I'm Artie Whittakin. We'll be right back. I hope you will.
Your skin is your largest detoxification organ, and if clean and healthy, allows the body's cellular waste to be expelled. Rashes can be evidence that the body is trying to get rid of something harmful. Often, what is put on the surface of the skin can be absorbed into the bloodstream, so it's really important to avoid skin-clogging artificial chemicals that send toxins the wrong direction. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap combines ancient Japanese fermentation artistry with modern technology to create a clarifying and nourishing beauty bar. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap contains extracts from nutrient-rich fruits, vegetables, seaweeds, and herbs fermented by helpful bacteria. Coconut oil is added for effect against microbes. This gentle bar cleanses while it moisturizes, feeds, and protects. Those with damaged and sensitive skin especially appreciate its rejuvenating effect. If your store doesn't carry Dr. O'Hara's probiotic soap, visit realfoodgrocery.com or call 877-573-2536. realfoodgrocery.com or 877-573-2536.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is already known to support healthy cholesterol levels and reduce other multiple risk factors associated with heart disease. Now, a breakthrough clinical study from a UCLA medical center shows kyolic reduces another major cardiovascular risk factor, plaque formation. Plaque is a fatty deposit that clogs arterial walls. Excess plaque causes circulation problems in coronary arteries. In this new discovery, patients at high risk for heart disease had significantly lower coronary plaque formation after consuming kyolic. 1 in 5 males and females has some form of cardiovascular disease. So reduce your risk, not only by eating healthy and getting proper exercise, but also by taking kyolic. With more than 350 studies completed, kyolic is the most scientifically researched garlic supplement and the only aged garlic extract supplement available. Discover organic and odorless kyolic aged garlic extract at your favorite health food store today.
With prescription drugs, you can expect side effects. By contrast, natural remedies people often experience fringe benefits. For example, they take colostrum to improve immune function and their allergies improve. Colostrum is God's original dietary supplement. In the same way that nature's colostrum helps infants build their digestion, nervous systems, and organs, when supplemented to adults, it helps improve their health and vitality in many different ways. Because Percoba colostrum also improves mineral absorption and greatly boosts the body's detoxifying enzymes, it should be a part of your program every day, not just when you're ill. Why Percoba? Because Percoba is 1.5 times more potent than the next brand and retains its natural balance. In fact, Percoba stands for Perfect Colostrum Balance. Percoba is also backed by the most research. You or your favorite store can buy Percoba by visiting Percoba.com, that's P-E-R-C-O-B-A.com, or call toll-free 877-673-2536, 877-673-2536.
This portion of Healthy by Nature is brought to you by Real Food Grocery. On the web at realfoodgrocery.com. Once again, here's your Marty Whittakin.
Thanks for staying with us. We're talking by phone with Stuart Tomp. He's a spokesperson and educator for Nordic Naturals. And we've been having so much fun. I've been derelict in my duty to tell you this 800 number. If you haven't already gotten your packet of free samples from Nordic Naturals, it's 800-787-7208. And there's lots of samples in it and a plastic credit card-sized card with a guide to what fish are that you take it with you when you go to a restaurant or the grocery store. It tells you which fish are high in mercury, which ones are low, and even from an environmental aspect, which ones are being overfished so that you can make good choices. And that number again is 800-787-7208. 800-787-7208. Well, Stuart, I already want to get out the hour stretcher because the board is all lit up here, and we've got questions and
Yeah, let's take calls.
Let's take the calls because I think maybe in the process of answering those calls, we'll address some of the questions I had. And if not, I know where to find you.
I'll see you on campus.
Connie in Roanoke, Texas. You're on Healthy by Nature.
Yes, thank you. I was calling. I have a friend who has a degenerative nerve problem in her legs, and she's now wearing a brace, and her arch has fallen. And I just wondered, would the Nordic oil pills help at all in that kind of a condition?
Well, this is a complex question. I can only refer to the head of our medical advisory team. His name is Dr. Maroon, M-A-R-O-O-N, and he's written a book called Fish Oil, the Natural Anti-Inflammatory. Fish Oil, the Natural Anti-Inflammatory. I would strongly encourage you to get Dr. Maroon's book. He's the head of the neurosurgery department at Pittsburgh School of Medicine. He's got quite a bit of expertise in this area. Without having him checked out, having her checked out by Dr. Maroon, I think it's safe to say that there is an inflammatory component. We are not overstepping our bounds by saying that. Marty, would you agree?
Absolutely. And although there are many, many ways that our deficiencies and excesses show up in individuals, there actually aren't that many causes. And what I love about using something like the omega-3 oils is that even if you happen to guess wrong, you're going to help six other things for having done it, because the major difference between drugs and these natural products is the difference between side effects and fringe benefits. And I would also say that anytime you've got some kind of a neurodegenerative thing like that, I would go back to the basics and look at what drug she's taking, because she could be on a statin drug that's causing all of that problem. She could be, again, back to the gut flora, the good bacteria versus the bad might be off. Most assuredly, if she's like most Americans, she is not getting enough omega-3s, it will help dampen that inflammation. She could get off of the omega-6 fats, which are in things like grapeseed oil, safflower oil, those and all the junk foods. That would allow the omega-3s that she gets from Nordic Naturals to do a better job of helping to control the inflammation. She should get off of sugar. That's probably all that we can handle on that one. But, Connie, I hope that gives you something to take back to her.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you for your call. Nancy in Dallas, Texas. Thank you for calling Healthy by Nature.
Yes, good morning. My question regards the balance of EPA and DHA. I have read that if you're taking fish oil for brain health, you want more DHA, but every formula I've seen has higher EPA.
Okay, now this is an area where there is a lot of misinformation out there, and I think that what we've done, is the research community in general, is everyone's trying to outguess each other to try to figure out, well, what does the body really need? The new research is saying that we need an equal amount of EPA and DHA, and in some cases, this is very, very interesting, sort of the lipidomic profile. Marty had just addressed this earlier, the ratio of all of the other fats that we have leading up to where we're at right now in our lives play equally as big of a role on how much omega-3 we need going forward. Now, what I try to do to simplify this is, if you take cod liver oil and you're relatively healthy, you get the perfect arrangement that it was made in a fish. When you start looking at the fish body oils that are 18-12 or some of the other combinations, we make an ultimate omega that's double concentration, that's where you're second-guessing what nature created for us. Does that make sense?
Does that mean you recommend cod liver oil?
I personally, for people that are looking for what's the closest food source, if you're a food vitamin woman, you want to get everything you can from your nutrition, and you're relatively healthy, just your ongoing source, I think, is best with the cod liver oil, and that's all I do is research this stuff.
How much cod liver oil?
3 teaspoons a day will give you 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA combined. So that's also an issue. Most people are hearing the message, they get the message, they're taking 1 teaspoon of cod liver oil a day. From what we're seeing, it's just not enough to produce the resolvins and neuroprotectins. These are the newly discovered reasons why we take fish oil. neuroprotectants and resolvins, you've got to get at least 3,000 milligrams a day to get a good dose.
For those of you that don't spend a lot of time in the kitchen, 3 teaspoons is the same as 1 tablespoon, I think. And if that's not true, Gail will call and correct me. But that's easier than measuring it, because it's always a little scary when you're pouring the oil out. You don't want to go over the edge, make a mess, and you don't want to waste it. Stuart, I know somebody out there is thinking, well, wait a minute, doesn't cod liver oil have vitamin A and vitamin D in it, and aren't those oil soluble, and shouldn't we be afraid?
Well, that's what we had, you know, been telling people for a long time. But if you go back in nutritional medicine, you look at someone like Weston Price, and you look at the benefit of these fat-soluble vitamins, especially when they're coming from this completely natural source. And when we keep jacking up the recommendation on vitamin D, no matter what side of the argument you're on, allopathic or integrative physicians are now saying we need 1,000, 2,000, 3,500 international units of E per day. So I'm not afraid of the vitamin D and the cod liver oil at all. It's small. And then the vitamin A, I think we're going to go back and review that and say, wow, there's really a difference between these stereoisomers. If it's a fat-soluble vitamin A that's coming from a coal tar, which is where synthetic vitamin A comes from, or it's this natural source occurring in the cod liver oil, there's no risk whatsoever. In fact, there's only benefit.
And another factor that I think we need to keep in mind is the balance. And I think one of the reasons that we have problems is that we will pick one vitamin to be the vitamin du jour, and we'll camp out on it, and it was supposed to be balanced. So when you go back to a natural source like cod liver oil, your vitamin A and your vitamin D are in the balance that God thought was a good idea to begin with, and you're not going to create some artificial deficiency of vitamin D because you're only taking vitamin A and vice versa. I think when in doubt, go with the original plan. You won't be too far wrong. I'm pretty sure about that. The number for the free sample and the mercury endangered fish card, yeah, I hope they're still putting that in there, is 800-787-7208. 800-787-7208. We'll be right back with Stuart Tomp. This is Healthy by Nature. We've got some lines open again. 800-281-TALK, 800-281-8255. That's to talk to us. I'm Marty Whittakin. Guest is Stuart Tomp. This is Healthy by Nature. Stay tuned.
Coenzyme Q10 is a powerful antioxidant nutrient. It protects against free radical damage, supports heart function, energy production, and immune response. Aging reduces our ability to absorb CoQ10 from our diet, so supplementing with a highly absorbable form of CoQ10 is the first step to ensuring optimal levels in the body. Secondly, typical CoQ10 supplements are in a ubiquinon or non-reduced form. For the body to use that type of CoQ10, it must first convert it to ubiquinol or the reduced form. QH Absorb is Geroform Formula's brand new, highly absorbable, and bioavailable CoQ10 supplement. Not only is QH Absorb more absorbable than traditional CoQ10 supplements, but as ubiquinol, it's already in a reduced bioavailable form. Your body can use QH Absorb without having to do any conversion work. Ask specifically for Gero Formula's QH Absorb at your favorite vitamin retailer. For more information on QH Absorb, go to Gero.com. That's Jarrow for the best in highly absorbable, bioavailable CoQ10 supplements.
EPA and DHA, the two main components of omega-3 from fish oil, are essential for growth and development throughout the human life cycle. Nordic Naturals Ultimate Omega contains 70% pure omega-3 and is purified through molecular distillation to ensure the absence of impurities, including PCBs and heavy metals. Ultimate Omega by Nordic Naturals offers a high concentration of both EPA and DHA and is available in liquid or gel cap form with a great tasting lemon flavor. Nordic Naturals also utilizes a proprietary enzymatic process to ensure a completely repeat-free product. For a complimentary sample of Nordic Naturals, call 1-800-787-7208 or visit them online at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
Hi there, Andy Hopkins here, producer of the Healthy by Nature show. I'm with Gail, president of our valued sponsor, Real Food Grocery. Gail, there is a supplement that you told me about that every guy over 30 years old should be taking. What is that?
It's Sol Palmetto by Jaro Formulas, Andy. Recent studies show that Sol Palmetto inhibits the process that leads to enlarged prostate. Most people have seen commercials for a couple of pharmaceutical drugs that deal with this enlarged prostate. Sol Palmetto has been shown to be at least as effective as those drugs, and it is natural. I'd like to tell our female listeners, if you are disturbed by your husband's middle-of-the-night trips to the bathroom, you may want to order Jaro's Formula Sol Palmetto. It's a little healthful present for your man.
Thanks, Gail. Folks can see all of the products offered at realfoodgrocery.com or call toll-free 877-673-2536. Toll-free 877-673-2536.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
And we're back with Stuart Tomk. He's a spokesperson and educator with Nordic Naturals. I want to clarify one point. We probably made it sound like, and we're partly in jest, that half the people in the U.S. are taking Prozac or antidepressants. That's not true. I mean, we know that that's not true. However, we do know that Prozac alone sells something on the order of $30 billion worth of the drugs, and the usage is up tenfold over what it used to be. There's a major problem, and the exact number, there's no way to know how many, because we don't know who didn't fill their prescription or who double dipped and that kind of thing. But it's a large problem. We just didn't want to lose credibility by overstating it. So I wanted to clarify that. Stuart, we've got another call. We'll take that. But I want to mention again, I get several updates each week of journals and studies that are ongoing, and I'm astounded at the number that come out for omega-3s. Here's one on improving the stress response. Here's another one that decreases anxiety and anger in substance abusers. Another one on low plasma levels of EPA found in elderly subjects with depression. So we're not talking about just depression. We're not talking about just the military. We're talking about improving overall neurological function. And we could just as easily be doing the show, the second half we were going to do on cardiovascular. We'll do that another time. But the point goes back to what I was saying earlier about fringe benefits. When you're restoring the natural balance, giving the body what it needs to do its work, miraculous things happen. Let's see what's on Sherry's mind. She's calling from Arlington, Texas. Sherry?
Hello.
Hi there. You have a question for Stuart?
Yeah. I'm 51 years old, and I take a beta blocker, a verapamil, for a rapid heartbeat, which is called PAT. It's not a dangerous condition. It's just a nuisance. But I also have anxiety attacks, and I was born in a wheelchair. Or not born, but anyway. And I was wondering if the omega-3 would help with stress and with the other, with the heart thing.
All right, Stuart, you want to take?
Well, you know, again, I always like sticking to the research. The study that came out of the Journal of Clinical Psychopharmacology, which is really, to my knowledge, the only double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized human study, showed an 80% reduction in anxiety in 4 months. So you've got to stay on the fish oils for a while to get those kind of benefits. And in terms of unresolved inflammation, that's one of the common threads, I think, Marty, you'd agree, that no matter what side of the debate you're on, whether, again, allopathic medicine or integrative medicine, that unresolved inflammation is really the corrosive thread, the culprit, driving engine, if you will, of most of our degenerative health conditions. So, again, I think that there is not a situation that we have seen that the omega-3 fatty acids wouldn't be an incredible benefit, specifically if you're looking for anxiety, and reduction in inflammation. These are areas that have been well researched. Thumbs up from the FDA, American Heart Association, American Diabetes Association, and integrative psychiatrists, and even people that are not familiar with using nutritional medicine have sat up and taken notice of the latest research.
Well, speaking of latest research, Sherry, here's one from April 2008. Omega-3 fatty acids and a reduced risk of arrhythmia, of heart rhythm. So I think there's at least one study showing that it should be helpful with the heart rhythm problems. But anytime you're talking about, I also have to think magnesium. And if you're talking about the periodic kind of heart racing problem, that is it like once in a while, all of a sudden your pulse will go up to 200 and, you know, you feel a little lightheaded, that kind of thing?
Well, yeah, and actually it doesn't do it hardly at all, since I've been on the Verapamil now for probably about 20 years.
Well,
and
I'd read up anything that Sherry Rogers has written recently because she talks about this kind of thing a lot. I happen to be very familiar with the condition that you're talking about, and it may well be that you would not have that problem even if you were not on the Verapamil. I would talk to your physician about seeing what happens if you wean off of that and increase your magnesium, and see what he thinks of that idea. If it's not life-threatening, you can always go back on it if you need to. But
okay.
Work with your physician, and thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Marty, if I can just weigh in really quick. At the ISFAL conference, one of the experts gave a talk on arrhythmia, one of the heart experts, and it was very, very interesting. They were discussing how long-term, I mean years and years and years worth of omega-3 consumption reduced the risk of some of these sort of electrical issues that are involved in the occluding thrombosis, which precipitates many sudden heart attacks. That they were showing that if you just started taking it a few months or a year before, that it didn't show that great of a benefit. But for people that had the highest consumption of omega-3 fatty acids, they had like an 80 or 90% reduction in a negative reaction to one of these arrhythmias, which means it was really protective, but you had to be taking it year four.
Well, it just makes sense. You're rebuilding cellular membranes. That's not like taking an aspirin for a headache. It's not just forcing the body to do something real quick. We're trying to rebuild, swap out the bad fats, put in the good fats, make everything go back to being normal. So we'll be right back with Stuart Tonk. Probably not too much time for any more calls, but a little bit more information at Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Wakin.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America believes in treating all of you, not just your cancer. When you choose Cancer Treatment Centers of America, located in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a dedicated team of experts is assembled to provide comprehensive, personalized care all under one roof. The team will fight cancer on many fronts through an integrated combination of medical, nutritional, physical, psychological, and spiritual therapies. Patients are given a detailed list of natural solutions, including dietary suggestions to reduce the side effects of cancer treatment, radiation, and chemotherapy. The mission at Cancer Treatment Centers of America is to offer individualized therapies, improve the quality of life, and most importantly, to restore hope. Cancer Treatment Centers of America offers the most sophisticated forms of traditional medicine in combination with complementary therapies. If you or a loved one are exploring cancer treatment options, call 1-800-942-4632 or visit them online at cancercenter.com.
We all know probiotics are the good bacteria that live in our intestines and are the building blocks of a healthy immune system and good health. Probiotics combat common digestive problems, which can occur when stress, antibiotics, and x-rays kill these good bacteria and send our digestive system out of whack. But did you also know that probiotics can also protect us from today's rising levels of toxicity in our environment? Probiotics can even help restore the balance of good bacteria in our body to counter the secondhand antibiotics found in our nation's meat, poultry, and eggs that enter our bodies through our diet. Replenish the good bacteria in your body today and protect your health by taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, the world's number one brand of probiotics. Call toll-free today to find out where you can buy Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus capsules at 1-800-430-6180. That's 1-800-430-6180. Or go online to EssentialFormulas.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today. Don't accept a substitute.
Hi, I'm Andy Hopkins, the producer of the Healthy by Nature show with Marty Wittekin. Sponsors like Real Food Grocery keep us on the air and provide you with tremendous products. Gail Pruitt from Real Food Grocery is here with me today. Gail, some of our listeners may not have a health food store in their neighborhood.
Well, never fear. Real Food Grocery is here.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, Andy. We carry all the products that are advertised on Marty's show. We will even tell stores how to carry them. We have great products like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus and all products from the Essential Formulas. The best colostrum products from Percoba, MacNut Oil, it's healthful and delicious. Some products from Kyolic, Jarro, FlexNow, and Nordic Naturals too.
Thank you, Gail. Folks can see all the products offered at realfoodgrocery.com or by calling toll-free 877-673-2536. That's 877-673-2536. Or at realfoodgrocery.com.
Let's get back to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
Oh, that music means we just have some little scraps of time left. If you would like to get a free sample of some of the Nordic Naturals products, some good information they send out, it's 800-787-7208, 800-787-7208. And do make a note of their website. It's Nordic, N-O-R-D-I-C, naturals.com, nordicnaturals.com. And, Stuart, one of the things that's on there under the section about explaining the essential fatty acids are a list of the things that can interfere with our ability to convert the omega-3s, the general omega-3s, that are in flax oil to the EPA and the DHA that we've been talking about are the ones that are so well studied. Would you like to speak briefly to that? Because if people think, oh, well, I don't need to worry about this because I'm taking some flax or some flax oil.
Well, some new research that's not even posted on there yet, if you're taking flaxseed and you think that you're getting enough, even if you're taking, if we just do the math quickly, if only 5 or 10% of flaxseed converts into EPA and DHA, you're going to need between 20 to 60 capsules of flaxseed oil just if you're going to do the numbers. But if you have any PCB exposure, we're now finding out that because PCB can be found in breast milk, polar bear fuzz, and it's everywhere, that will actually really inhibit that elongation of the flaxseed or the chia seeds or walnuts that we eat into what we really need for the brain. Because, Marty, if we don't have enough DHA in the brain defaults and uses a precursor known as DPA, docosapentaenoic, which is like right before hexa, right? And then you have a 1,000-fold reduction in brain cell-to-brain cell communication. So we're not just talking about inflammation here. We're talking about when you get enough omega-3, you can actually increase that electrical brain cell-to-brain cell communication and create these newly discovered things called neuroprotectants. We'll get into that in another show. So if you're exposed to a lot of trans fatty acids, a lot of toxins, just a lot of stress in general, then you might not be able to convert. So that might be the reason why these fish oils are taking so much precedence, especially in today's day and age where we're exposed to so many toxins.
Oh, yeah, and there's things like alcohol and deficiencies and diabetes and so on. I recommend folks go to that site. Well, I regret to say we're out of time, but the good news is we have a lot left to talk about when you come back the next time. So I hope we can get that scheduled real soon. Stuart, thank you so much for your time and for your good work helping to spread this really exciting news.
I love your show, Marty. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. And listeners, for Andy Hopkins and Kevin Keepers, we might not be able to do this. We certainly can't do it without you, so tune in next week.
You've been listening to Healthy by Nature with Marty Wittekin. To find out more, log on to RadioMarty.com. That's Radio MARTIE.com. And be sure to listen again next week at this same time for more of Healthy by Nature with Marty Wittekin.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America believes in treating all of you, not just your cancer. When you choose Cancer Treatment Centers of America, located in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a dedicated team of experts is assembled to provide comprehensive, personalized care all under one roof. The team will fight cancer on many fronts through an integrated combination of medical, nutritional, physical, psychological, and spiritual therapies. Patients are given a detailed list of natural solutions, including dietary suggestions to reduce the side effects of cancer treatment, radiation, and chemotherapy. The mission at Cancer Treatment Centers of America is to offer individualized therapies, improve the quality of life, and most importantly, to restore hope. Cancer Treatment Centers of America offers the most sophisticated forms of traditional medicine in combination with complementary therapies. If you or a loved one are exploring cancer treatment options, call 1-800-942-4632 or visit them online at cancercenter.com.